you know, all foul play. There was no immediate sign of foul play.
Fired USAID workers were given 15 minutes today to clear out their offices.
I felt like we made a difference, and to see everything disappearing before our eyes in a matter of weeks, it's very scary to me and depressing.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
On the next Midday Magazine, we wrap up the week in part one with our friends from the ADRC, and in part two, Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools Superintendent Ron Rasmussen. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 68-year-old man died yesterday after he was found unconscious near a vehicle. It happened on private property in the town of Carson near Elm Road North. The vehicle the man was driving became stuck in a ditch with standing water in it. According to the Portage County Sheriff's Office, it appears the man exited his vehicle and fell into the ditch. He was later found by a family member. Emergency medical personnel responded and tried to resuscitate him, but the 68-year-old man from the town of Carson was pronounced dead at the scene. The incident remains under investigation at this time. A 75-year-old man from the town of Sharon went missing this week. The report came into the Portage County Sheriff's Office a little after 7:30 yesterday evening. Family members indicated the man had been missing since Tuesday. This morning, Portage County deputies found the missing 75-year-old man and his vehicle in a wooded area off Wilderness Drive in the township of Sharon. He was found inside his vehicle, which had crashed into the woods near his home. The man was transported by helicopter to the local hospital with severe injuries. The investigation into the crash continues, and no further information will be released at this time. Congressman Derek Van Orden, as well as all of Wisconsin's Republican representatives, voted in favor of a House budget resolution Tuesday. The measure passed by two votes, with all House Democrats voting against it and all but one Republican voting for it. Van Orden said the budget resolution does not include cuts to programs such as Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid, and anyone saying otherwise is lying. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan said the plan reduces funding for health care and food assistance. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Will the Packers make a trade? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are open to trading away defensive back Jair Alexander after 7 years with the team. Meanwhile, 49ers receiver Deebo Samuel is asked to be traded. GM John Lynch.
Yeah, we're on good terms with Deebo. I think, you know, he's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that.
NBA, Bucks basketball tonight as they host the Denver Nuggets. Tomorrow they head to Dallas to play the Mavericks on Saturday. Baseball, Brewers manager Pat Murphy on convincing young players in Milwaukee can compete with teams with big contract players in the major leagues.
A lot of it is attitude, you know, your attitude about base running, your commitment to base running outside of stealing bases. The threat to steal is sometimes as effective as the stolen base. So we have to put pressure on other teams that way, put pressure on pitching staffs that way offensively, and I think we have the personnel to do that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, a low close to 30 and becoming breezy. Wind advisory for tomorrow, gusts higher than 40 miles an hour at times, maybe a rain or snow shower, highs upper 40s. Cooler 30s for the weekend, but still mild for this time of year. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
A lot of federal employees got this fork in the road letter. You can stay, but you're not really guaranteed anything. Luann's husband is a Vietnam veteran.
I wrote a letter to President Musk. My husband put his life on the line for our country.
Wow.
You are putting my husband's life on the line right now by cutting all those programs that are keeping him alive at the VA. Please call your legislators and tell them to stand up. This is not what America is.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time for a TGIF edition of the show. Our old friend Peter Ray Fine of EPOM's World is in with a wacky week in review. And Mr. Zomers rolls out a board game of the week. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Bob Dozak kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. I'm Tim Howelt, the polka guy. We just heard the popcorn polka from Bob Dozak. Hi, everybody, and we're so happy to have you along with us this morning. Don't forget, they're going to rebroadcast this again on Sunday at 1 p.m. after the news. And if there's a ball game, they will, take precedence over my program. But just the same, we're out there spinning the tunes. Spinning tunes, we have a album here that I just received. And it's an older one, obviously. And it's the Imperials of Toledo, Play Your Favorites. And we have a tune here called the Money Money Polka. And this is from the Imperials. We'll be right back.
of me when you're blue. Think of me when you're far away, 'cause I'll be thinking of you. You said that you were leaving, you wouldn't be gone for long. With each new day, I hope and pray that you'll come traveling home. So think of me when you're lonely, think of me when you're blue, think of me when you're far away, 'cause I'll be thinking of you. God meant me for only you, and he meant you for me. So think of me when you're lonely, think of me when you're blue, think of me when you're far away, 'cause I'll be thinking of you.
Toledo Polka Motion, Think of Me When You're Lonely. And that's here on WFHR. Glad you could join us. We have more music on the way here with the Casey Hommel Orchestra and his Polka Stars. Yes, and we're going to play the Stop and Go Polka.
Thank you.
Chuck Thiel and the Jolly Ramblers, and the Four Beers Polka. With that, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we'll be back with some more tunes. Nancy Seibert and her orchestra doing Not Supposed to, and another tune from Casey Homel and the Red Beer Polka will be coming your way right after these messages.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like, from caramel and candy to real fruits and whole roasted nuts.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South. In Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103.
Yes.
Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Tim Hobbles, the polka guy, keeping you company here. You betcha. We got one more tune before we put the album away here from the Polish Kid. And it's the 18-pound kielbasa is the name of the tune.
Got up one day, drove to Tony's Market for the ride. I was feeling hungry, so I gave a look inside. There above the counter, resting right up on the shelf, a lovely 18-pound kielbasa, bought it for myself.
took it home and cooked it up, my, what a lovely sight. Sat myself down, dug right in, it was a tasty light. A long time has gone by since I had a Polish dish. Quite a tasty treat, it was my stomach's only wish. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. When you see an 18-pound kielbasa on the shelf, leave it be, just buy a smaller one, don't stuff yourself. It might look nice to your eyes, but much to your surprise, an 18-pound kielbasa is too much, you'll realize. I have learned my lesson, I've got indigestion. Took some medicine that would help my relaxation. Something's wrong, I feel upset, an awful sensation. The kielbasa and pills don't mix, they cause a reaction. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. Can't believe I ate that whole thing, swallowed it up inside of me. Now it's in my two-full tummy, causing pain and misery. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, I ate a big kielbasa. Kielbasa, kielbasa, an 18-pound kielbasa.
I like that tune. We're going to slow it down now a little bit here with Barbara and the Carousels. And this is from her On Parade album, and it's the Laddie's Waltz.
There could never be another love. I
I'd want to share. For all this life depends on you, and that you'll always care. Someday someone else's kiss may thrill me through and through, but in another lifetime, in another lifetime. I'd want to share. For all this life depends on you, and that you'll always care. Someday someone else's kiss may thrill me through and through, but in another lifetime, in another lifetime, in another I'll still love you.
Grown Radio, WFHR. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Republicans are once again trying to pass a law that would ban gender-affirming health care for trans kids. Savannah Tolmay Olson has more.
The law would apply to anyone under age 18. For trans folks, gender-affirming care can include puberty blockers, hormones, and surgery. Republicans say the proposal protects kids who are, quote, easily swayed by peer pressure and the opinions of others, end quote. But the LGBTQ plus caucus says the bill is, quote, deeply harmful, cruel, and dangerous, end quote. Advocates say the treatment saves lives, and medical experts at groups like the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry say blocking this access can increase suicide rates. Republicans in the legislature passed a similar bill in 2023. It was vetoed by Governor Tony Evers. Of course, this comes at a time when the new presidential administration is working to curb the rights of trans folks as well. According to the Williams Institute at UCLA, about 6,400 teens in Wisconsin identify as trans. That's under 2% of minors aged 13 to 17 statewide.
The Wood County Health Department is reminding of the importance of childhood immunizations. As of Tuesday, 124 measles cases have been identified in Texas. At least 16 of those cases have been hospitalized, and one child has died. This is the first death from measles in the U.S. since 2015. A person with measles can infect 9 out of 10 people around them if they're not protected. Symptoms can include high fever, cough, runny nose, red watery eyes, and a rash. 30% of children infected with measles will develop a complication. Severe complications can be fatal. Measles had been declared eliminated in 2000 in the U.S. Since then, vaccination rates have dropped, leading to outbreaks in recent years. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, here's what you have to look forward to. Last Breath is a mystery thriller starring Woody Harrelson, where he and his crew of deep-sea divers are forced to brave the dark deep waters to save a fellow crew member. The film is based on a true story, but has no reviews in yet, so proceed with caution. My Dead Friend Zoe also opens in wide release. The dark comedy drama tells the story of an Afghanistan army vet who has an odd relationship with her deceased best friend. The cast includes Sonequa Martin-Green, Ed Harris, and Morgan Freeman, and with almost 40 reviews, it's pulling in 95% on Rotten Tomatoes. I have to say, I'm intrigued. No Address also opens this weekend and follows a group of people dealing with homelessness. There are no reviews yet, but the film stars Beverly D'Angelo, William Baldwin, and Lucas Zuman. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, a low close to 30 and becoming breezy. Wind advisory for tomorrow, gusts higher than 40 miles an hour at times, maybe a rain or snow shower, highs upper 40s. Cooler 30s for the weekend, but still mild for this time of year. It's 42 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshauer joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Polka Party here on WFHR with your host, Tim, the Polka Guy. We do have Nancy Seibert's orchestra up next, and they're going to perform for us You're Not Supposed to. You're Not Supposed to Polka? No, that's not true. You're just not supposed to eat fatty foods and stuff like that. So give a listen.
Caffeine. Everyone knows you're not supposed to smoke.
poster. That's a winning bet. If everything's up, you're not supposed to. What on earth is left? Well, nobody says you're not supposed to poker. It's always okay. You can eat, drink, or smoke a poker. It's safe in every way. You'll never hear you're not supposed to poker, 'cause it's so good for you. Ask your doctor, he knows the poker, it's FDA approved. They've got too much salt. Pretty soon I think I'm not supposed to eat anything at all. Well, nobody says you're not supposed to poker. It's always okay. You can eat, drink, or smoke a poker. It's safe in every way.
Shoveling a shoe, one star.
1977, Casey Homel and the Red Beer Polka, or Pivo, right? Yeah. All right. Up next, more tunes. Fritz's Polka Band here on WFHR with the All Night Long Polka. All right, continuing here, we're going to call on Chuck Thiel and his Jolly Rambler. He's going to do a little waltz time for us right now, and it's the Saturday Night Waltz. Thank you.
jetzt gleich hinein. Denn
Chuck Thiel and the Jolly Ramblers with a rough start on that one. The Snow Waltz. Got time for one more tune before we take a break. We've got the Polish Kid on the turntable right now. And it is the Polish Kid Polka.
When I was young and just a lad, I was good, mostly bad. Played around, had some fun. Here's a song of what I done. I dropped Kiszka in my gatki, spilled czarnina on my portki, poured the piwo on my shirt and tie. Made a mess of my suit coat, put holes in my shoes and socks, got some bubble gum stuck in my locks. Put the sand in sister's ear, peppered up my pappy's beer, every child needs time for being wild. Relatives would bother me, asking what I'd like to be, I told them great and famous, wait and see. I was just like other tykes who rode around on trikes and bikes, except that I have Polish ancestry. Polish blood flows deep inside me, that's the difference within me. Now's the time to sing this melody. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it, bardzo lubię, so ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family. I am a Polish kid and proud of it. Praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I am a Polish kid and proud of it. Bardzo lubię, so ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family. Tried some schnapps, it made me sick. Thought that I could even lick off all the frosting on a chocolate cake. Tied the dog's tail up in knots. Played outside with cooking pots and threw my toys in all the neighbors' lots. I would go to celebrate at weddings, and I always ate the Polish food and listened to the band. Sat on stage to feel the beat, pitched ice cubes at people's feet. The music, food, and booze all were so grand. I was raised in Polish style, the polka tunes would make me smile. Music was for me from an early age. Now I wish to carry on the Polish ways and traditions. I've grown to learn and love my heritage.
I'm a Polish kid and proud of it. Praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it. Bardzo lubię, so ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it. Praise the Lord, I do love it. Polish parents on both sides of me. I'm a Polish kid and proud of it. Bardzo lubię, so ja jestem. I've got Polish friends and family.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
I'm back from Arizona, but no spring training games, just 4 days in a locked hotel conference room. I might have to vent a little Friday.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Well, the time here at the polka party has gone by so quickly. About 5 minutes left in our program. Time to get maybe one and a half tunes or two tunes on. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. Glad you're enjoying the music. And when you're out and about with our sponsors, make sure you tell them that you heard it right here on WFHR. That way we can keep the polkas going and the rest of the programming here. It's very important. So we're going to have Bobby Vinton play a tune here. That's Amore. And we'll follow it up with something else. Anyway, have yourself a great weekend, everybody.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you had too much wine, that's amore.
That's amore.
Bells will ring, ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, and you'll sing Viva Bella.
Viva Bella.
Hearts will play, tippy-tay, tippy-tay, like a guitar. When the stars make you drool, just like pasta for zoo, that's amore.
That's amore.
When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Excuse me, but you see back.
Is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Ukraine's president is heading to the White House tomorrow, though President Trump says it's too soon to talk about what comes after the war ends.
You're talking about a peacekeeping force. We have to make a deal first. Right now, we don't have a deal.
A CBS News poll finds we're not feeling very good about the economy. Deputy Director of Surveys Jennifer DePento.
Most Americans, 77%, say their incomes are not keeping up with inflation. And most report prices for the things they buy are either going up or staying the same.
Fired USAID workers were given 15 minutes today to clear out their offices. Nearly 900 employees of NOAA were informed today that they're being fired. That includes workers of the National Weather Service. Former defense chiefs are calling for congressional hearings into Trump's firings of senior military leaders. They say it raises troubling questions about his desire to politicize the military. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
James